Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 26 known as technical approach. In this chapter, we will be studying how technical approach as an investment theory helps us to analyze in what kind of companies we should invest or what kind of companies we should not invest. As in earlier chapters, we have seen different kinds of theories of investment starting from random theory, then contrary opinion theory, then moving on from that contrary opinion, we move on to the evergreen hold and buy strategy, then we moved on to something known as fundamental theory. Now moving into the technical approach theory. Unlike fundamental and other theories, what we have seen, technical approach is a bit different. It requires your basics very, very strong. Technical approach is one such theory that is based on something which is known as your past. How company has performed its activities in the past, on that basis this theory is based upon. Let us go ahead and see how does technical approach functions and what are the parameters involved for technical approach. In this chapter, we are going to study what is technical analysis. As I just explained you few seconds back, that technical approach is based on what? Yes, can someone tell me? Very good. It is based on company's past. And how does it work? How does technical approach concept or theory work? And then advantages and disadvantages of technical analysis. Should you go ahead with technical analysis or should you not go ahead with technical analysis? Can be understood with the help of this particular chapter. So let us now go in and check about how the technical approach concept functions and what are the basis in which technical approach concept has been applicable in the businesses. Technical analysis. Technical analysis, friends, is one such concept which in a huge way we have been applicable in country like India. There are so many technical analysts in their different concepts and in their different ways predicting or configuring the intrinsic value of the shares. Technical approach theory or technical concept is usually based on company's past. That is how company has performed its activities and tasks in past is what is basically technical approach concept. Technical analysis is a tool used to determine which shares one should buy and which one should sell. So it is a tool which will help us to determine what? Which shares one should buy and which shares one should sell. This analysis helps us to understand. This analysis helps us to identify that which is one of the shares we should buy and which is one of those shares which one we should sell. It predicts future prices. Remember, technical approach predicts future prices of a share on basis of their movements in the past. Remember, I just told you that technical approach or technical concept is one such theory which helps us to analyze, which helps us to understand how does the company's price movements happens. How does the company's price movements happens? Because of the activities company has been doing in the past. This approach is purely based on analytical skills. Technical analysts usually have got their analytical skills very, very strong because they are able to judge the company's performance. They are able to judge company's activities based on how company has performed in their past. If company has performed better in their past, accordingly the analyst would judge the company's performance in the market. Very good. I hope everyone is getting all these parts clear in their mind. Great, superb. So remember, it predicts what? Future prices. Friends, what does it predict? Future prices of a share on basis of what? This is the keyword. On basis of their movements in the past. Now let us go ahead. It does not consider fundamentals of company whose shares are to be purchased. What do we mean by fundamentals? Company's present scenario. How is company performing in today's date? It does not consider. It does not consider what? Two things. First, that figures do not lie. And second was what under fundamental approach? Second under concept in the fundamental approach was focusing on the parameters like sales and its operating and its revenues and company's expenses. All these things will be ignored. It is technical approach focuses on what? The data of or movements of the shares in the past. And it does not consider fundamentals of companies whose shares are to be purchased. So they will not focus on what? Fundamental approach. The technical approach will never follow the fundamental approach. It assumes they are reflected in their market price. So, technical analyst, what does it assume? He assumes that fundamental अप्रोच स्ट्रैटेजी मेकर, फंडामेंटल अप्रोच स्ट्रैटेजी मेकर, वॉट एवर ही प्रिडिक्स इट विल हैव इट्स मूवमेंट्स एज पर द शेयर्स. सो टेक्निकल पर्सन सेज वॉट दैट वी विल नॉट फॉलो फंडामेंटल्स एक्चुअल कॉन्सेप्ट बट इट्स मूवमेंट इन द शेयर मार्केट ऑलरेडी हैज बीन बिकॉज ऑफ फंडामेंटल. सो इनडिरेक्टली टेक्निकल अप्रोच इज सेइंग दैट वी विल नॉट फॉलो द फंडामेंटलिस्ट अप्रोच कॉन्सेप्ट. In other words, it predicts future prices of a share on the basis of their movements in the past. This is the keywords, movement in the past. Let us now go ahead and understand the technical analyst or technical analysis, how exactly it does the activities. It works in a different way than as compared to fundamental and many more strategies what you have seen. This is technical. As the term, technical means what? Technical means unusual. It means different. It means in some other way. Out of the box, that is what technical. The trend in the prices is the basis for technical analysis. The key thing over here is what? Trend in the prices. Trend in the prices means what? What do you mean by trend? Trend means what? Yes, can someone tell me what do we mean by word trend? Okay, very good. Somebody else can brief me what do we mean by word trend? Superb what you have said. Trend means what? Movement in the prices. Very good. So remember, what is the basis for technical analysis? The movement or trend in prices is the key to the basis of technical analysis. Is it clear with everyone? Great. Now moving ahead, charts are prepared to determine whether prices are likely to rise or fall. Under technical analysis, remember one thing. I repeat, under technical analysis, remember one thing. What or how does it work? The chart determines. This is the keyword, chart. Chart means what? Have you ever seen a doctor taking out an ECG report? What is ECG? Echocardiogram report. I repeat, have you ever seen doctor watching the taking out the echocardiogram report or ECG report, which has got lot of fluctuations? It will start from one line and then it goes up and then it comes down and then it will have some minor fluctuations and then again it will go up, it will come down, again some minor fluctuations as per our heartbeat. Similarly, stock market fluctuations are also determined on the basis of that chart. It has gone up, it has come down, how exactly it is moving the whole day, that is basically known as chart. So charts are prepared to determine whether prices are likely to rise or fall. So technical analysis, the basis is what? First of all, movement in prices. Then this movement in prices is shown with the help of what? It is shown with the help of charts. Technical analysis is based on what? Movement, that is trend in prices. And how do we determine that trends in prices are happening or functioning or focusing? It is based upon the charts, how the charts are prepared. Clear with everyone? Superb. Let us move ahead. The crux lies in detecting and identifying in early stages development of price trends to cash on them. The crux of this whole story is what? That the chart movement we can predict earlier. What happens? The chart movement, we can predict it what? Earlier. When we predict the chart movement earlier, what happens? We know that since it has been like this, going up or going down, we can take the decision before the activities are performed. So the chart movement will help us to understand how things are happening. So we can be very easily predicting how the company is going to focus upon the business activities. Finally, technical analysts heavily depend on history and that it repeats itself. Finally, technical analyst says what? That there is a history and history repeats itself. How the history of the shares are going to be, it, the things which has to go up has to come down and which has gone down has to come up. So history has to repeat itself. And since history will repeat itself, the technical approach based on the price movements is based on the charts. And charts, if it has been the price movement as per the last year this much, then next year it will be that much only. This is what basically the technical analyst is going to focus upon. I hope everyone has understood this slide very clear in your mind. Are you all sure? Great. Now let us go ahead and see the next part. Advantages of technical approach. Now advantages of technical approach is going to be based on what? Advantages of technical approach is going to be based on the fact that how does it work? Let us quickly have, should we have once recap of what exactly how it works? Let us quickly check out three things. First is trend in prices, that is movement in prices. Second is the charts, and third Crux. What is the crux of technical approach? The crux of technical approach is based on the fact that the price movements will tell us in advance how or what would be the prices of this company's shares. And hence, technical analysis, a lot of people starts referring to it. The biggest advantage of technical analysis is what believes that prices of a share at any time is the balance struck by buyers and sellers at a point of time. So technical analysis, biggest advantage is that it believes that the price which is going to be struck, the price which is going to be achieved, the price which is going to be dealt upon will be the balance which is struck by the buyers and sellers at a point of time. That means that there would be 10 buyers and 10 sellers, and at what price they decide to buy, that price would be decided as a price which has been analyzed with the help of technical analysts. So technical analysts would have chart, and in the chart movements, at the point where the buyers and sellers would be equal, that is the price which is the best price, which is basically going to be the price in the market. So technical analyst is based on this fact that price of a share at any time. What is the price of a share at any time? It is the share, it is the price that is going to be balanced, which is going to struck by the buyers and the sellers at any point of time. This is the biggest advantage of technical approach. But there are a few disadvantages also. Let us see what are those disadvantages. The disadvantages of technical approach are as follows. First, there is no evidence to support that past patterns of price behavior repeat. You know, friends, technical approach, the funda is what? The technical approach is logic, or the funda is that if 10 years back on date 10th of October, 10 years back, 10th of October, the price had moved by 20%. So this year, the price of that particular share on 10th of October will be moving this way, will be moving by 20%, will go up by 20%. This is what is the base on which the technical analyst functions. If 5 weeks back the price had gone up, so now 5 weeks now later the price will go down. I mean, what is happening over here in this concept of technical approach? It is going to be based on past. So in past, they will select, say for example, 5 years. So last 5 years, the markets of this company, market price of this company share has gone up. So now this 5 year, the market price of this share is going to go up. This is the base on which the prices are predicted under technical approach. What happens, friends, when I say like this? The first question which you ask me is that what is the evidence? Sir, can you give us the proof? If you are saying this kind of a thing, can you give me the proof that yes, it is going to happen this way only? There is no proof attached to it, friends. This is the biggest disadvantage of technical approach. Next, it also not possible to prove the assumption by logic. I cannot prove the assumption by logic also. Logically, how can I prove if last 5 years and this 5 years, there may be so many changes in the parameters, there may be so many changes in the situations. But given all the understanding, given all the concept, as on past, it will be affected to the present. This is what technical approach is all about. Price moves due to good or bad performance of companies. Prices of shares of companies like GKW, Metal Box, Scindia Steam Navigation fell never to recover again. So there were some companies of these names like GKW, Metal Box, Scindia Steam Navigation, and these prices fall down. As per the technical approach concept, it says that if it has fallen down 5 years back, now after 5 years it will rise. This is what, as per the past, they will predict the prices of the future or present. So when that is the basis, this prices has fallen down, but after that this prices have never come up. So the concept itself does not suit the situation or requirement. So technical analysis or technical approach, which is based on the fact that the price of the share is based on the past, sometimes become absurd. Given all the facts of this concept, finally, if in conclusion we can say that technical approach is useful tool in determining possible price movements, but one cannot rely solely on it. So finally, if I have to conclude this whole technical approach, I have to tell you one thing, that this can be a basis of price movements, but it cannot be the only reason, it cannot solely be the only way in which we are predicting that this is what the price of the shares is going to be. Getting my point, friends? So finally, if I have to sum up the whole chapter, technical analysis, friends, I would like to tell you only one thing. Technical analysis is one such analysis which is based on the past, as we have seen in the whole chapter. This chapter, this approach, it tells us what, as per the past, 5 years back this much, so this year this much, one day before this much, so next today this much. So what this past movement consideration is not always going to be the same way for the fact. But trust me, friends, in country like India, we have got technical analysts who predict based on the charts, and based on those charts, the accuracy has also been achieved. I am not saying that the whole chapter is wrong. I am now talking about the practical aspect of this chapter. Theoretically, superb application of this concept. But practically, what happens, friends? There has been a lot of success because of the charting, because of the movement people have got. So, a lot of people start following this concept very, very strongly. Those people who predict the company's movement based on the past and how it will do in future is trying to tell us one important information, that the company's performance is in that particular manner, and they are just based on movement of the price movements, trends in movement of the share price is based on which they try to give us the understanding that this share prices would go up or down accordingly. If this is really exciting to you, then you need to follow this approach. So this, till now we have studied 5 different approaches, starting from first random, second we saw was second we saw was contrarian opinion, third we saw was what, very good, evergreen, thanks Kajal, fourth was fundamental, and fifth we saw was technical. These are the 5 different approaches which are there for investment making decision. On these 5 strategies, you are supposed to decide which is the best strategy based on which you should invest. Trust me, friends, as an investor, the best of each all is, best according to me. Every strategy, every approaches, the theory has got its own advantage and disadvantage. It is you who have to decide when you invest. What do you want to do with your hard earned money? I am concerned about your money, and you have to be extraordinarily careful about your own money. And hence, you have to keep eyes on your head and think very, very calmly how this whole strategy should be revealed and what exactly you should take into consideration. Thus, remember, technical approach is purely based on what? Thank you. Technical approach is going to be based on the past movement or trend in the price of the shares of the past. Hope you had an exciting time understanding this chapter. I had extraordinarily superb time interacting with you all and helping you to understand this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you, friends.